Oh, yes, it's a beautiful song. It is the Harvest Table, and I want to welcome you on this Saturday afternoon. My name is Zanele Munare. I will be spending the afternoon with you from now until 6 o'clock. And that was a beautiful song. Tim Godfrey, Be God. And before that, we started off with Domi Mkokstad saying that I am blessed. That was the song we started off with. It's an amazing day. The weather outside was looking good. And now it's looking, in Khoisan you would say, mantumbandaka, when it's a little bit cloudy. But guess what? We are here to make your afternoon as pleasant as ever. We are still celebrating Women's Month. And I hope that you are celebrating Women's Month and all the wonderful women in your life, wherever you are. I want to tell you today, I've got a special segment for you. I have brought my wonderful sisters in Christ. I've got my sisters with me. We are talking. Today we'll be talking to you about fixing your sister's crown, where we fix each other's crown, where we are there for one another, and how we do that. So I've got three sisters in Christ. They are my beautiful sisters in Christ. But before I introduce them, before I do anything, I'm going to give you a song while they get ready to talk to you, and then we start the show. So let's do that. Yes, Benjamin Dube saying Bambelela, beautiful song. I hope you enjoyed that. And as I said to you earlier, that today we are still celebrating Women's Month, and that is a song from Benjamin Dube. And all I want to say to you, like I said earlier on, that I've got my sisters with me, and they are in the studio. I'm going to introduce them. Today we are talking about Hold Your Crown. That is today's topic, and it's a wonderful topic. I'm going to let my sisters introduce myself. Then I'm going to play a clip. Then after the clip, we get right into it. We talk about the importance of holding your crown as sisters. We talk about the importance of having a support system of sisters, because sometimes you find that there aren't women that stand with you, and sometimes you find that you've got people around you, but are they that kind of support system that you really need for these times? So I've got my sister. This is my support system. I've brought them to you today because these are the women that stand with me through thick and thin. And I'm going to introduce them, and I'm going to let each one of them introduce themselves, and I'll tell you a little bit about what they mean to me. Sister Vivi, let me start with you. So she's a woman of God. She is, she's a minister of the word. She is a minister at GAT. She is also, wow, she's so many things to me besides just being a sister. But she's also the kind of woman that, you know, if you want someone that you can call at 12 a.m. in the morning and say, my sister, I need you. She's that kind of woman who's there, especially for me. She leads a woman movement called K2B, which is kitchen to bedroom. That's the woman movement that she leads. So she's my leader. She's a minister. She's a sister. She's just everything. But let me let her introduce herself. Minister V, welcome to the Harvest Table.
Amen. Amen. Greetings to you, Msasazi, our kingdom representative, woman of God, Zanele Tsidi Monare. I just want to thank God for this opportunity. I acknowledge the Holy Spirit in the midst. You are speaking to Minister Vatiswa Hugo Hassan. I'm a minister in Christ, working for Christ under the leadership of Pastor Stephen Osadolo at God's Army Tabernacle. I'm also privileged to be leading a women empowerment movement called Kitchen to Bedroom. That is where we are practicing sisterhood through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. I greet all the listeners on air. You are all greeted in the wonderful name of our personal Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And I'm also with our sisters in Christ here. I'm so excited. I'm happy. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. So the next lady that I'm going to introduce is Pumza Khode, another sister in Christ. So Pumza is like my twin. But let me just say, disclaimer, that she's older, but maybe 5 days or so. So she's like, she came and then I came. So she's my sister. She's a wonderful woman of God. She's a great sister in Christ. So many things. You know, God brings people along your path that you can stand with. There's a few things I love about her. One of the things that I love about Upumza, we love beautiful things. When God just gives you that sister that you can say, hey, my sister, do you see that? What do you think? And she's like, oh, I love the dress. I'm like, I love it more. And we literally would buy the exact same dress, because we would be like, sis, just buy it. It's okay. I understand. And she is that kind of sister. And let me let her introduce herself. Phumza, welcome to the Harvest Table.
Thank you, my sister. Let me greet you. It is such an honor to be here. Let me greet the listeners at home. It's a privilege to be here. Let me introduce myself. My name is Phumza. Surname is Hode. It is a great pleasure to come across these powerful women of God that our path came across. I thank God for them. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Absolutely love you, sis. And then I want to introduce, wow, I there's no words. So I've got another sister here. I call her a sister. She's actually my spiritual daughter. They say I'm old. But I've got Unsiki Janjis now. Beautiful, mighty, mighty woman. I can literally spend hours with her on the phone and we'll talk about everything under the sun. Mm. And she's a mini-me, let me just say. She is a literal mini-me. Whenever I look at her, I see myself. I see what God is about to do in her life. I see what God is doing in her life. And I don't know, really, it's so amazing that God just brings people along you. Mm. So she's the kind of person, when I look at her, I see how great she will be one day. And I'm like, wow, I'm amazed. Mm. You'll hear from you for yourself. Absolutely love her. She is everything. Ntsiki, welcome to the Harvest Table.
Thank you. Thank you, moms. I call Susanele Mama. Or Mudder. Yes. Thank you so much, Mudder. Thank you so much for affording me this opportunity to come and converse with not only great women, but women who know who they are in Christ, women who have made a commitment to be sold out to the kingdom of God, women who are not doing life alone, but doing life with our advocate, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I greet the listeners of CCFM. CCFM for me brings about so many memories. Growing up, I used to listen to CCFM for my mom's radio.
Wow.
In the room. You know, this was my mom's well, where she drew inspiration, where she drew courage and strength. So being here for me is not just a moment to come and converse with mighty women of God, but for me it's a moment where I can commemorate her, you know, and be in this space and be able to hold conversations about such a phenomenal topic, a topic that is so important in our society, which is holding our crowns as women. So thank you so much for this opportunity. I am a young woman.
Yes.
Who is a fearless lover of Christ.
Amen.
I have three beautiful children and a very loving husband who is listening here, who I thank God for every day. I also have children that I have taken in as a way of leading them to Christ. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to sharing with wonderful women today.
Wow.
And already you can tell I talk a lot.
Yeah, no.
I talk a lot. So be careful, Sister Nele. I might take over. I might take over the show.
Yes, let me take the mic back from Untiki because I know that, that's why I'm saying we literally spend hours on the phone.
Yeah.
Together. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to, there's going to be an ad and then I'm going to play, there's something that I have downloaded, but I don't want to do that. I don't want to leave the people outside. I see people have come in, Crystalline saying, hi, nice to hear your voice on Radio Zanele. Absolutely love that. And also, there's another message that came in, and it is from, let's see, Alicia. She says, God bless you, ladies of K2B. So good to hear your voices again. Sis Alicia! Oh, wow. We are so happy that she is there. She's listening to us. Vivi, do you want to say anything to Sis Alicia? She's one of your members of K2B.
Oh, K2B Mbogodo, you are greeted. This is our month. the Women's Month. Also, we are here to represent you. It's not to say you are not here today, but we are here for you. In spirit, we are connected. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. K2B is a mighty woman. It's a movement of mighty women. And that is what Minister V, she leads that movement. She'll tell you more about it. I'm going to go to a song and then I want to play a clip for you guys. But remember, today, all we're talking about is holding each other's crowns as women. Hold your crown. The importance of having a support system of women. That's what we're talking about. Please do not go anywhere. Go and call your sister and say, come and listen on radio. Today, they are talking about women just like us. It's so impactful. It's about women and about sisterhood. But I'm going to let the lady who actually sent it to us and just tell us a little bit, what does it mean? What is it all about? Because, I mean, I listened and I heard the part where even Jesus walked with friends, the importance of walking with sisters. Tsiki, I'm giving this one over to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Suzanne. So as I was telling you, when I came across it, for me, it was an ode for sisterhood. It was an ode for sisterhood, sisterhood in Christ.
Wow.
Sisterhood led by the Holy Spirit. I love when Titi, so this is a poet. She is Nigerian. Her name is Titi Lobe Sonuga.
Wow.
And the title of the poem is Amen. And Titi Lobe speaks about, and I think I also was moved by that lost part. It says it, even the savior of the world journeyed with friends, but it was a woman who waited at the cross.
Jesus, my Lord.
It was a woman who saw first when he rose again. And it was a woman who believed. Remember in the Bible when he visits Mary Magdalene.
Yes.
And she was the first person that came to see.
Yes.
And she was the first person to witness who Jesus was. Mm. She was the first person to be delivered by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When
Amen.
Everybody couldn't.
Yeah.
It was a woman.
Oh, wow.
And the importance of women, and we are in a society where we are told, know your place, sit down, you know. And I'm looking at the generation, my generation of women who are so rebellious. And the thing about being rebellious is that it moves you away from the will of God. And even in the rebelliousness, it's not because they want to be rebellious. They're rebellious because they want their power back, you know. And in wanting their power back, now we see the rise of feminism movement, which is bred from a very good ideology. However, the hatred towards men then comes from it. And that is not what Christ wants from us. That is not what the Holy Spirit does when you are empowered by him through your power. So sometimes we want to take our power from society, where we want to take our power from all these laws and these rules that are made against us. But what this actually is saying is that stick to God.
Amen.
Stick to Christ. He's the one that can advocate with you, for you, and will be able to take that power back without you having to assert any form of hatred, any form of anger. That's even in a sum, you know, that's even summarized. So this song really touched me because it showed the importance, you know, of a woman, you know. I just love it. Thank you so much for playing it.
No, I played it because it was requested and we played it. But absolutely amazing. I also like the fact that it talks about it was Christ journeyed with friends.
Yes.
And I want to take it from there. Christ journeyed with friends. And I'm here with my sisters. I'm here with the people that I do life with today. And I want to ask the question, what does hold your crown mean to you personally? I'm going to start with you, Minister V. Hold your crown. When we hold each other's crowns as sisters, what does it mean?
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, my sister. I just want to take this opportunity to appreciate God. And when you shared the title or the topic for today with me, I was asking the Holy Spirit, what does he want me to say on radio? Amen.
Amen.
Then I recalled how God divinely connected me with other women. women who are also connected to our movement called Kitchen to Bedroom. The mandate that I'm entrusted with on the Commission of Kitchen to Bedroom is to bring the message to the women, the message or awareness of the fact that life is more spiritual than physical. I personally discovered when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you become a citizen of the Kingdom of Light. When you become a citizen of the Kingdom of Light, you get not to be understood by your family. Then God also makes provisions to bring other women who are also in that kingdom of Jesus Christ. So I learned also whatever that we are going through on earth, its challenges. Then when you've got a sister in Christ with that problem, the sister in Christ start to understand why you're going through that problem. Then that person will not gossip about you. He will always encourage you because he knows whatever problem that is on earth, it is for God preparing your crown ahead. Wow. But that crown cannot just be placed on your head. Mm-hmm. It will be placed in God's time, but you have to go through processing. But that processing, my sister, you can't take it alone. Mm-hmm. I discovered that we are living in a fallen world where it is also so privileged that we are also part of it. But we carry the star of the Kingdom of Light. This star that we carry, there is a crown that God is going to place on our heads. Mm. And we are waiting on that crown. But that crown cannot be just straight. It can be skewed. Then the other sister will also fix it for you. Wow. It is when you are going through challenges. Then those challenges are meant to take you down. But because now God also brought sisterhood. Mm. While you are going, then the other soldier will pick you up on the roads, on the way, saying, don't give up. Mm. The world is also overpopulated now by trials and tribulations, the same weapon that the enemy is bringing to us. Then another person can say, I've got depression. Mm. But us in the kingdom of God, we don't acknowledge that. It's when problems come and they hit your flesh, the other sister will say, no, you need to rise. You need to stir up your faith. Mm. So that is how we fix each other's crowns. We don't look at matters in the physical. We take the spiritual root of our faith to uplift you. Because life is more spiritual than physical. And the journey of salvation is an individual choice. Yes. But that journey can never be taken individually. You need your sister who will lift you up in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Absolutely love that. I absolutely love it. I love that the journey could not be taken alone. Mm. And this to me, it's one thing you say all the time.
Yes.
And I know that you live by it.
Amen.
And Minister, we will always say that when you accept Christ, it's an individual journey. Mm. It's an individual choice.
Amen.
But then the journey can never be taken alone.
Mm. It will be fallen. Man. You can be eliminated. Mm. The devil can hit you because he knows that you carry a mandate of the kingdom of light. But he will also throw a lot of arrows to you.
Mm.
The spiritual arrows, they manifest in the physical.
Mm.
When you start to find yourself in troubles, the trouble can warn you out.
Mm.
We are humans. We focus in matters physically.
Mm.
But God will divinely connect you with a sister in Christ who will understand your language so that he can lift you up, or she can lift you up, not with material things.
Yes.
I can be in financial situation, but God can bring you, not to bring me money for taking me out. Remember, there's always a message in all challenges that we're going through. God can send you to me so that you can lift me up. Or I can put the matter to Kitchen to Bedroom platform where we put prayers together. When we put prayers, we see the results in the physical. Amen.
Amen. Absolutely love it. So if you're out there and you are going through something, ask God to bring sisters around you. Because you can ask God for anything with this. You can say, God, I'm alone in this battle.
Yes.
Bring me women that can stand with me.
Stand with you.
Stand with
lift
me.
Lift you up in the spirit.
In the spirit.
Then you, spiritually, we are injecting your spiritual strength so that your physical can be able to focus. Remember, the arrow is sent by the devil.
Yes.
And still also in that mess that you are going through, people will see that you're going through this problem. But God can turn it around and make it a message for his name to be glorified.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely love it. I'm going to ask the same question to you, Pumza. The same question. What does it mean for you to hold each other's crown? And I also maybe want us maybe to look at what does it do for you as a woman when you know that you've got women who are your support system, what does it mean?
For me, Sister Zen, I think it all started from, I'll go back when God created the woman.
Okay. Yes.
God created us in his likeness.
Amen.
And taking it from there, as a woman, we need to have self-love and confidence first.
Yes, I love that.
Before you can embrace others, but you need to have self-love. You need to love yourself first in order for you to build sisterhood. You cannot go out there and build sisterhood without having self-love. You need to love yourself first.
Amen.
Then you go out and encourage other women who are so discouraged and embrace them. And you need to embrace their uniqueness.
Amen.
Because God created us in a unique way. So we need to embrace each other, their uniqueness. We need to build that confidence and uplift each other's crown.
I love it.
So building a sisterhood is a significance of creating a strong Christian women where we will share our experiences.
Yes.
Because we are walking a journey.
Yes.
We are walking a journey, and our journey, my journey, is not the same as yours.
Yes.
You know, you are walking your own journey, I'm walking my own journey.
Mm-hmm.
And along this journey, there are obstacles.
Yes.
So we need each other to pray for each other and to intercede. You need sisters that will intercede on your behalf.
Amen.
Wherever you are, but you need that person, the one that you know that person is interceding for me. That person is praying for me. That person is praying. You know. So you just go out of being you, and then focus on other people's challenges out there. That is how you can be able to fix other women's crown.
Amen. Oh wow, powerful. I think one of the things I'm taking out for what Pumza is saying, and maybe at home if you're listening, I love the fact that she says first self-love.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking to my daughter today, and we're just talking about something that happened at school, and we're talking about when people aren't healed, when people are wounded and they aren't healed, and they take on leadership positions, they hurt other people. There's a saying that says hurt people. Yes. Those are people that are not healed. Those that are people that have not loved themselves. And how am I expected to love the next woman if I have not loved myself? So what Sister Pooms is saying first deal with yourself. Deal with the issues, with your personal issues, and embrace the uniqueness of others. You know, I was saying to someone at work as well, and I was saying, I'm not trying to deal with issues like other people.
Yeah.
And sometimes us as sisters, we have got these things where we think that it's black and white and it's written down, and we tell you, this is how you must deal with issues. Can you be my sister and stand alongside me and pray with me, and then allow me to be me, because I am uniquely made in Christ, and love me as I am? You know, so when I face a challenge, because you know, sometimes you're in a leadership position and people expect you to lead in a specific way. And you don't have to lead in that specific way. I'm going to lead the way I lead. And I'm going to love the way I love.
Yeah.
But love me as God has created me. Thank you so much. Thank you, women of God, for that. I hope this is doing something. Let's go to the messages as we are talking. Sister Juliet is saying, yes, my sister, you cannot give what you don't have. First, love yourself.
Amen.
I fully agree with that. And also another sister saying, greetings, my sisters. I acknowledge the Holy Spirit on the platform. And I thank God for belonging to K2B.
Amen.
This platform has taught me that that life is more spiritual than physical. We are chosen ones. Self-love, my sister, Pumza, is true.
Yes, Lord.
Happy Women's Month, women of God.
Wow.
That is Feziwe. No, absolutely true.
Wow.
And Nelly also saying, thank you, Zimbokoto in Christ. I'm tuned in. Beko Vivi.
Wow.
So the messages are there. Mesha also says, good afternoon and happy Women's Month from Mercy. I have a blessed weekend. So I'm loving the messages that are coming in. Everyone coming in, I just want to see. Good afternoon, everyone. Happy Women's Month. Someone also came in. I want to read this message. I'm going for this one. It says, hello, mommy, and all the women there. I'm speaking the way this. I know who wrote this, and I know how she wrote this. So please allow me to speak, to say it this way. Hello, mommy, and all the women there. We are so proud of you and happy to hear you on the radio, listening from Chatsworth, from your daughters, Sifa, Lilita, and Auntie Luna. Amen. Those are Vivi's daughters. We love you, girls. Thank you so much for supporting and for listening. Amen. We absolutely love you. And Mom Tina also saying, amen, Sister Zanele, I'm listening in Khayelitsha. Wow, I know the will of God. I will get something from God from these women today. Thank you so much, Mom Tina. Definitely God has got something in store for you. We are also excited for today. Please tune in and listen and take some notes if you have to, because today I feel like this topic, it's just one of those topics that it never gets old. It never gets old. Yeah. You need a support system. You need women that are going to be standing with you. I'm going to go to a song whilst we are fixing each other's crowns here on the harvest table. The Jesus Collective, Behold. And that is a song featuring Shle, a wonderful song there that we love. And before that, we listened to Nqubeko Mbatha also saying harvest time. And if you've just joined us, you are on the harvest table today. And you are joined... it's myself, Zanele Munare. I'm not alone. I'm with my sisters in Christ. And today we are talking about holding each other's crown as women. We're talking about having a support system of other women that stand with you, that pray with you. We recognize that sometimes love can be hard and it shouldn't be done alone. So I've got my sisters. These are my personal sisters in Christ. These are people that I journey with. And I brought them to you today to talk about sisterhood. And I hope you get a thing or two from our lovely women. But Ntsiki, I know that you had something just to add on what we spoke about earlier.
Yes, yes. So as I was just saying, as we were listening to the music, that I just want to echo on what Minister Vivi said and with Sister Pumza.
Yes.
Especially the part of we need to embrace our uniqueness.
Lovely.
I know a lot of sister words have fallen along the way because of unrelatability.
Oh my word.
We live in a world where we can only gravitate to people that we relate to.
Yeah.
I just want to quote Romans 12 verse 4. Lovely. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function. So we being many are one body in Christ and individually members of one another.
Amen.
I'm just going to pause there because it just speaks on the uniqueness and how important our uniqueness is, you know, and embracing ourselves in that uniqueness.
In the uniqueness.
And Sister Pumza also mentioned that you need to first love yourself in order to love others. There's this beautiful saying that says you cannot give from an empty cup.
Beautiful.
And how do we fill ourselves in? It's a beautiful quote. It's a beautiful quote on paper. It's a beautiful quote for our Instagram pages. However, how do we practically fill ourselves up? And we fill ourselves up by being filled by the one who can fill every void we have. And that is through listening to the word of God, meditating on the word of God, having that fulfillment so that we don't operate from a space of emptiness. You know, I know a lot of people who are in friendships where they feel so depleted because there's no inpouring that happens for them. So in order for us to show up in our most authentic selves through Jesus Christ, we need to have our own space with God where we are constantly filled so that we can be a blessing to others.
Absolutely. Love it. I absolutely love it. Thank you so much, Ntsiki, that the practicality of things. I think for me, sometimes we tell people to do things and we say, fill yourself with the word. How do I do that? Or we say, fill yourself up. How do you fill yourself up? And you were practical enough to say, spend time in the word. It's only when you spend time with Christ, your maker, because he made you. He knows you. He knows what you need. And if he fills you up, you are filled to go and give out.
True.
And remember, people like Vivi, who's in ministry, I mean, we all minister in one way or another. Mm. And you get tired.
Yeah.
Because you've given and you've given and you've given.
Yeah.
But if you don't take the time now to say, how do I refill?
Come on.
Do I take time and say, let me now go and drink from the well that never runs dry?
Mm.
And how do I do that? And we need to now talk to sisters about that. How do we do that? And this is going to lead straight to the next question.
Mm.
It's for all of us. I'm going to start with Minister V. Minister V, I want to start with the importance of mentorship. You know, how important is it? You know, we talked about sisterhood. We talk about being there for one another. Mm-hmm. But why is it important to have mentorship as well as a woman?
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Zen. It is important to have a mentor. I always explain through my spiritual journey or discovery, and also through the experiences or the things that we are going through as women on K2B, I ended up personally to be a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
I first taught women that life is more spiritual than physical. The problems that we get, there's always communication.
Mm-hmm.
Concerning our children, concerning our marriages, concerning everything where we are representing foundations. God communicates to us as women. How do we build our homes?
Mm-hmm.
If your home is not built on the foundation, the rock Jesus Christ, it will be scattered. So we normally mentor our women through communication first. How do we communicate? If God wants you to help another woman, how do you help that woman? You listen first to the advocate, our kingdom advocate, the Holy Spirit. He is the one who will teach you on how to mentor. You don't become just a mentor, but you need the confirmation of the Holy Spirit. We can mentor different people, but you can mentor a person who's maybe your enemy, but pretending in the physical that I'm sent to mentor you. So to K2B, we normally teach you need always to listen to your inner man, because Holy Spirit lives inside of you. And the more you're going to mentor another one, the more that one is going to start to understand the communication, and also become a mentor to the other woman. That is who we are in the kingdom family of K2B and other. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Amen. The importance of mentorship. That's what we're talking about. And Minister V is saying that, ask the Holy Spirit, because people can come to you and they'll say, can you be my mentor? You know, it's easy. And you're like, oh, yeah, wow, let me just mentor you. But have you confirmed with the Holy Spirit? And I love the fact that, and what she's saying, truly, this is what she lives. She's always saying on K2B, if you are on the platform, life is more spiritual. So everything, take it to God before you do anything. So even if you want a mentor, mentorship is very important, like Minister V says, but she also says, check with the Holy Spirit, should I be mentoring this person or not? And then once you know that this is someone that you should mentor, then you go ahead and you mentor that person. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to take it straight to Sister Pumza. Sister Pumza, let's talk a bit about mentorship. Why and how important is it to have mentorship in your life as a woman?
Thank you, Sister Zen. It is very important, first of all, to develop skills and also to build the spiritual growth.
Yes.
You cannot walk this journey alone.
Mm.
You need your sisters in Christ.
Yes.
People that you will be praying together, meditating the word together, and encouraging each other. You need to find a balanced life.
Mm.
In terms of balancing your faith and your life as a mother at home, as a someone who's a professional at work,
yes.
a minister in church, or a community member. So you need to have those people that will mentor you. You as a person, you cannot know everything. So we need. We need to uplift each other. So those mentorship will help a woman to grow spiritually and in other aspects of lives.
Yes.
Thank you.
In every aspect of your life, Sister Pumza is saying that you always need a mentor. And you need a mentor at work. That's why there's someone who mentors you. And if you don't have a mentor and you're doing something, get yourself a mentor. It's just important. Mm. And ask the Holy Spirit, like Minister V says, go and ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, who can mentor me?
Yeah.
I'm going through this. I need to learn. Because we all, life is about learning.
Yeah.
It's a journey of learning. No one can say, "No, I've mastered it. I know all."
Yes.
Once we've mastered it, we go to heaven and we go and become angels.
Yeah.
But as long as we're here on earth, we continuously learn. You learn at work. You learn. You get a mentor with people like, let's say you have kids. Someone who's also a parent, they can mentor you in parenthood, because maybe they've got older kids. So they've gone through this journey and they can talk to you about how to raise kids, how to do this, how to do that, you know. But it must be through the leading of the Holy Spirit. It's not something you can do on your own with your own strength. And that's what we want to go into today. Ntsiki, mentorship, the importance of mentorship.
Yeah. I'm sitting in a room filled of my mentors and I have to speak on mentorship, but I'm going to take it up another notch and I'm going to speak about the greatest mentor we know as women. Our greatest mentor is Jesus, but the greatest mentor we know, Naomi.
Oh,
can
we
talk about Naomi?
Oh, wow.
How Naomi gave Ruth the willpower to say, "Mtanam, Yakulula."
Wow.
And and Ruth says, "I am going nowhere. Your people are my people.
Hey,
your God is my God."
Oh, man.
And you know why? And when I want to just go a little bit back as to how did Ruth, who comes from a different spiritual background, because when we all know that Ruth came from a different spiritual walk, you know, in our day and age we will call it the New Age spiritual walk, and here she is saying to Mom Naomi, "I will be a Christian just like you. Your God will be my God," you know. And it all comes from Ruth seeing Naomi walk with God the way that Naomi walked with God. It all comes from Ruth seeing Naomi's life, you know, showing her how she wants to be one day as a mother. So I always look up to Naomi as a mentor for Ruth, and Ruth choosing Naomi, even though she was given the opportunity to go her way. But she chose Naomi because she saw the light in Naomi. And I want to say, you never asked me, Ntsiki. You never said to me, "Ntsiki, I'm mentoring people. Can I be your mentor?" It is the light that I saw in your life, sister. It is seeing you serve God. So you were sold out for the kingdom of God. And I wanted that light. And I said, "I'm going to hold on to you. And I'm going to learn how you are doing this." And I'm not removing the fact that you are human. You have mistakes.
Yes.
You have mistakes. But because the Holy Spirit also is in it.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit is faithful where you are not faithful.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is strong when you are not strong.
Amen.
So I really love the relationship between Naomi and Ruth. I always call my mother-in-law my Naomi.
Yes.
And we know how challenged that relationship is.
Yes.
If we were to talk as women about the challenges that mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws are facing, we would understand that not all mother-in-laws have the wisdom of Naomi.
Yeah. Yes.
Naomi needed a certain wisdom, and so it was a wisdom because she was a woman after God's heart.
Amen.
And for her to even go into a foreign land with two women, and at that time, you remember, if you are women alone, they could have easily taken advantage of you.
Yes.
They could have been judged.
Yes.
These women are all three widows, but they are led by a wise woman.
Jesus.
So it is the wisdom that draws us young women to women like you, Sisen, to Sis Pumza, and you, Minister V, to say that I see the light in this woman. And you didn't do anything. That is when you see, when we live our life according to God's will, your light becomes the gives God the glory, because people start to be gravitating towards you.
Amen.
So that, Minister V, even if you don't see this child anymore, you know that the light, the star is there.
Amen.
The star is there. So that's, as a young woman, as a young mother, as a young woman in faith well, that really speaks volumes for me, the relationship of Naomi and Ruth. Yeah.
Absolutely love what Ntsiki just said. And I wanna talk about that. the importance, you know why it's important that you surround yourself with people of different ages as well. What I love about Twin Tick is the spark, the fire, the youth. So she brings that into my life as well. Sometimes, like, you'll hear her saying, oh, Sisen is my mentor. But I draw. And she knows we talk about this. I draw from her as well. I draw. And I love the fact that we can have that relationship where we draw from one another.
Yes.
And at the end of our conversation, I'm so fulfilled. Mm. I'm so filled. By the time I put the phone down, because we'll speak and speak and speak, and I'll just say, Lord, thank you for her life.
Yeah.
Because I've just drawn, and we've also just filled each other's cup, and we can now go on.
And laughed.
And laughed. And laughed, because we can laugh. We can laugh.
Yeah.
And that's the amazing thing that only God can bring.
Yes.
You these people into your life.
Yes.
That you ask for them. That's what we're saying today. We're saying ask for them. Have your eyes open, because the Holy Spirit is going to lead you to your mentors.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is going to lead you to people that you must mentor. Because remember, we are blessed to be a blessing.
Amen.
You're not going to take, you're going to take, but you're going to give.
Yeah. Yes.
You're going to take, you're going to give. As she was saying, she mentors young girls. There's girls that she mentors as young as she is. Because she's taking, she's giving.
Yeah.
And that's what life is all about. Mm. You receive, but you also, on the other hand, you are giving out, because we must give the baton. And on that note, I want to read this message as well from a young mentee. From a young mentee who also wrote and said, such an powerful and powerful conversation. I also want to encourage mothers to hold their daughter's
Amen.
Crown as well. She says to build a Christ-filled sisterhood with their daughters too. Because sometimes we don't do that with our girls.
Yeah.
And it says, it has greatly impacted me to have this kind of relationship with my mom.
Yeah.
And I can't thank God enough for it. It has helped me, and it has molded me in the young woman that I am today.
Yeah.
And I also taught, and it's also taught me how to be a sister to others. Bahati Hassan.
Amen.
Oh, wow.
My baby.
That is Minister V's daughter. And look, she's talking about mentor your young daughters. Because sometimes in ministry, let's be real. Sometimes you are doing ministry and your house is a mess.
Yeah. True.
You are doing ministry, but you're not taking care of your kids. You are not taking care. God has given you a mandate to put your home in order. You can never go out and do anything in the world.
Sure.
And if you have to come back and draw back and say, Lord, until I've fixed my home, then when I'm ready, take me out to the world.
Yes.
You know, so we spoke about be healed. Then we spoke about mentor the kids and the people that are in your home that God has given you, because you can't do it to the world if you haven't done it yet. You know, and we have to ask God, the Holy Spirit, help me.
Yes.
Help me put my house in order. Yeah. Show me what I need to be doing here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bring a mentor alongside me if I'm messing up here.
Yeah.
Bring someone who's gonna say to me, Zanele, please, sis.
Yeah.
I see you are running for the world. You are a mother. Famous conversation.
Yes.
It's again, I always talk about you are a mother, and the mother is out there.
Yeah.
But you can never be a mother if you are not a Mary.
Come on.
Because Mary is seated at the feet of Jesus.
Yes.
Mary is with the Holy Spirit day and night.
Yeah.
Mary is saying, what are you saying, Lord? And then Mary can do any other thing. Martha was busy cleaning and doing everything. And she forgot.
Yes.
She forgot what she had to be doing.
Sure.
So she became empty. And she became bitter.
She became
bitter. Because she was bitter, she's like, Lord, please tell her.
Because if she was doing it from the depth of her heart, she wouldn't be like, and then Lorna.
But at Tina said, and they're cleaning up and they're packed. You know, she became bitter because now she's cleaning up, she's doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
And hello, Sisi, when you just want to sit at the feet of Jesus.
Sure.
You know, now it becomes so we become bitter because now we're not doing it from a place of we're not full ourselves. So we do need to fill ourselves up. And then we can do anything else.
Yeah.
So absolutely amazing. Let's look at the messages. We don't want to leave people outside. Utando saying, ha, wow. I'm listening to the show, my sister. Wow, you are my spiritual mentors.
Mm.
And I'm grateful for your teachings. You are my destiny helpers. Be blessed. That is Utando Kanyi, one of our beautiful daughters.
We love you so much.
We love you. Oh, wow. And so the people are coming in also, Besta, saying greetings in Jesus' name. I sense the Holy Spirit in my spirit.
Amen.
We love you. We love you,
Holy Spirit.
I just want to maybe let me play some of the voice notes as well.
Good afternoon, Zimbokoto. Good afternoon, my leaders, women of God, celebrating the crown. How to hold a crown? How do we hold each other's crown? Wow, so powerful topic. I'm glad. Yes, supporting each other as sisters is the most important. Love covers it all.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, ladies, I'm so blown. Love you, my leaders, my women of God. Bless you.
Amen.
Mambaleni. Mambaleni, we love you more. We love you
from
more.
From Chatsworth. We love you.
A mighty woman as well. A mighty woman whom we love so, so much.
Amen.
So thank you, Lord. We thank God for bringing these women to us. Beverly also sent us a voice note.
I've just come on and I'm so excited because that is a distinct, powerful prayer. Warrior woman speaking, and I'm sure that's you, Tsidi, my wonderful prayer warrior, Zanele Tsidi. I love you so much, and this is so true, you know, so true. Words of wisdom. Just love listening to you as I'm driving home.
Amen.
So, so true.
Amen.
Just loving this. God bless and lots of love to all of you, powerful prayer woman.
Oh, wow. That was Auntie Bev, my one and only Auntie Bev. Auntie Bev, thank you so much for that. Auntie Bev is one of those mentors that just shows you love.
Yeah.
You know what, Auntie Bev, Ntiki, I know you know Auntie Bev as well. You know how she ministers? She just shows love.
Yes.
Wherever she shows up with love. Mm. She just shows up with love. We heard Mambaleni saying, love covers a multitude of sins.
Amen. Yes.
Auntie Bev just shows love. She just comes. She loves on you.
Yeah.
She just shows you the kind of love that you feel accepted. You feel warm. You feel like you, you know, you're doing something. You've done nothing.
Sure.
You were just there.
Wow.
And Auntie Bev has just showered you with love.
Amen.
So we give what we have.
Yes.
Because our ministries is different.
Yes.
And I think there's a word that says that we must do with the spiritual gifts that have been given.
Yes.
If prophesying is your gift, prophesy.
Yeah. Yeah.
If encouraging is your gift, encourage.
Mm-hmm.
So do what you've been given,
yes,
because we've been given different gifts and these gifts must come out.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love about Auntie Bev, that's exactly what she does. She just gives love. She just gives love. I don't know if I've read, there's one message I wanted to read. You know, thank you so much for the messages. They're coming in. Tandek, I don't want to miss you. Definitely don't want to miss you.
Yes.
So this is what Tandeka says. She says, Amolweni, women of God. Oh, Zanele, Sisanele, this is definitely your statement.
Yes.
And then she says, today I'm filled with joy hearing the sisterhood that the baby sis has found when she left me and relocated to Cape Town.
Yes.
So she says, thank you for all that you are in her life. I see the growth. I see... and I'm beautifully watching what God is doing in her life.
Amen.
And then she says, may God richly bless each and every one of you.
Amen.
Thank you for fixing our crowns, from Sister Kantsiki. Biggs, as she affectionately calls
you. Oh, thank you, Biggs. I love you.
Hello, Biggs. We couldn't miss that message. We definitely couldn't. The messages are coming in. And thank you so much, guys. We are so blessed. Also, Andres Lucia also saying, Molweni is studious in Bokoto. Love you with God's love. Thank you so much. And then she says, oh, wow, Naomi. She sends a heart. She's like, oh, wow, Naomi.
Yes.
What? This topic of today, we are listening to The Harvest Table. If you have just joined us, my name is Anele Munare. Today, we are talking about fixing our crowns. We as sisters, the importance of sisterhood. That was Kunjalo, hey, Mark Aver. And before that, we listened to Ndoko Zombamba also saying Makabongwe. And really, we praise the name of Jesus. Today, if you have just joined us, you are listening to The Harvest Table. We are still celebrating Women's Month. And today, I brought my sisters. We are talking about fixing your crown, the importance of having a support system of women. And before I go to my last question, I do want to listen to a few voice notes that just came in. Let us go straight to them.
Yeah, Molweni Zimbokoto, Zasekhaya. Who I am is so inspired. Ngenkqubo yenu nokusakha kwenu nokusifundisa. Sister Wood, yo ndiyabulela bethunani qhubekeke uthixo nisikelele aphinda nisikelele kusisithandi Kryfontein.
Oh, sisithandi eKryfontein, masizibulisele nathi kuwe, siyabulela, sibulela kakhulu kuwe. Oh, wow, wow.
Love you.
Oh, we love you, Sis Tandi. We are so blessed to have you here.
Amen.
Listening as well. And no, Andres, now, is it your city? Hallelujah. Debrachtach. Yes. Check out now, Andres.
Debrachtach.
Moi, man. Moi. Prachtach. Beautiful.
Wow.
Minister V, I'm going to start with you. I'm asking the final question, looking at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know from you, how can we avoid that within the sisterhood, how can we avoid things like competition, things like comparison?
Yes.
You know, how do we do that? How do we avoid those things? You know, sometimes women like to compete.
Wow.
They compare, the pettiness, the pettiness that can sometimes creep in.
Wow.
How do we avoid that?
Yeah, amen, amen, my sister. Women must always remember that we are running a race.
Amen. Yes.
Life is about fulfilling purpose.
Yes.
In the land of the living.
Amen.
So when you belong to the kingdom of Jesus Christ,
yes,
there are principles that you cannot take with into yeah. that kingdom. The earth is governed by two kingdoms and you as a soul in the middle.
Mm. Yeah.
But it depends on you which kingdom you belong to.
Mm.
When you enter the kingdom of God, competition is not part of our kingdom.
Amen.
Competition is representing the spirit of envy.
Yeah. Amen.
Spirit of envy can also hinder your blessing.
Amen.
It can also hinder you as a woman for God to put the crown on your head.
Jesus.
Remember, before the crown can be put on your head by God,
amen,
you need to be processed.
Amen.
And
amen.
You need to graduate.
Amen.
So we need to run away, even if that spirit just give you a hint.
Hey.
Yeah. You need to run away.
Amen.
Yeah. On our platform of K2B, I teach the women to
yes.
listen to their inner man.
Amen.
To learn the journey of your spirit, because your spirit is the one that drives your human body, yeah. your mortal vessel. So when you start to learn about the journey of
Amen.
Jesus Christ and that God lives inside of you, you will never, or you will always avoid to accommodate the spirit of competition.
Yeah. Mm.
The more you accommodate it, the more the enemy hinders your blessing
mm.
or your breakthrough in the land of the living.
Yeah.
You will circle around if
yes.
you hold to the weapons of devil.
Amen.
So we are that generation. In our generation, we say no to spirit of envy.
Amen.
We celebrate each other.
Amen.
We celebrate from the bottom of our hearts.
Amen.
When one or a woman gets something beautiful, we all get excited.
Amen.
We become like children.
Amen.
And when we become like children, your heart is open. God
Amen.
Sees your heart.
Amen.
There are those, now I can scan them in the spirit.
Amen.
Those who celebrate with me while they are not celebrating mm. inside the
yes,
their spirit.
Like, mm.
I don't mind the physical part. Mm. I scan deeper mm. into the spirit. So yeah. the sisters of K2B, I salute you, Zimbogodo.
Amen.
I love you so much. And all amen. The listeners, amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. I like what Minister V is saying, that it's a spirit and it's an evil spirit. And if you just detect it,
yeah.
you need to take it back to the altar.
Yeah.
If you just feel, you know that feeling that feels mm. answer, why am I feeling like this? Take it back to the altar, like she's saying, go back to God and say, Lord, I'm so happy for my sister. Why am I feeling jealous?
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, if you celebrate your sister today, tomorrow it will be you.
Yes. yes.
You want her to celebrate with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now she gets something. And it's not always going to be you that gets something.
Uh-huh.
That is just life.
Mm-hmm.
It can't always only be you. Yeah. So we have to celebrate each other. Pumza, let me ask you as well to take this question.
I just want to echo what Minister Vivi has just said. It's all about celebrating each other's success,
yes.
each other's achievements,
Amen.
Because jealousy is a spirit.
Yes.
It's a spirit of the evil one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it takes me back to the scriptures where Penina yeah. was jealous of Hannah because Hannah was the preferred wife of Elikana. So Penina became jealous. But what Hannah did, he continued going to the altar and pray to God because she trusted God so much. So she takes all that to God.
Amen.
She didn't deal with it by herself, you know, or physically. Remember, we are not fighting with the physical. We are only fighting with the spirit.
Amen.
So jealousy is a spirit.
Amen.
We need to know and acknowledge that and deal with the spirit, not with the person.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, man. I am here with powerful women. I don't know what to say. I don't know about you at home, but the women that surround me, I'm so blessed. I can only thank God for their lives.
Thank you, Ziki.
Yes,
ma'am. How do we deal? Comparison, competition. And I know for you, even the younger generation, you know, we are much older and mature. So we we've seen a lot of things. You know, so we're able to say, no, my sister, I love you, I celebrate you. But I know you're younger, your kids are still smaller. There's tiny things like, why is your child, oh, my child is a prefect. Or, oh, my child just got colors in soccer. And what about mine? Those things. How do we deal with competition within our circle of sisters?
It's you know, God works in the most amazing ways. Because I was having this conversation, not knowing that it's a question that was going to come up yesterday with a very good sister friend of mine. And, you know, Suzanne, I think the only way we can do that, because we are human and we do fall short of grace, and we do fall short of these things that we are battling with, I think one of the most important things that we can do is to invite the Holy Spirit into our friendships.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes it's as simple as being practical and praying before even going to that coffee date meeting with that friend of yours, and ask the Holy Spirit to be so intentional that this meeting that you're going to have with this friend of yours becomes so intentional that whatever is going to come out of your mouths, let it be something that can grow you. Let it be something that can groom others. Let it be a blessing to the person you're sitting with, and let it be a blessing to your life. And I think the only way we can overcome these daily obstacles of feeling things that are natural, it is a natural thing to feel like you are sidelined. But to be practical about it, it's inviting the Holy Spirit to be part of these friendships. So in other words, we need to have kingdom friendships.
Amen.
We need to be so intentional with our friendships. Yesterday, before we left, me and my friend, we've never done this before. We are both born again, children of God. But for the first time in our 2-year relationship, I said, let's pray. Because sometimes we leave these gatherings or these meetups with our friends, and we sit at home and you're like, Aibo, why did Suzanne say this about me? Now the enemy is replaying things. Now you are in your own space and you're like, I'm never going to meet with Suzanne again. Now this is when the isolation takes place. And Sis V, you always say, this journey cannot be walked alone. But because of something that was said, because the Holy Spirit was not there. And when the Holy Spirit is not there, you always say this, Sis V, you are going to stumble. So in order for us not to stumble, even in our friendships, let us be so intentional to even pray before we even meet. That way the Holy Spirit that is within us will be the one that convicts us from speaking about Sis Pumza in an accent. Instead, if we see a problem maybe in Sis Pumza's kitchen, we are going to pray about it. We are going to pray about it. And I also like the practicality of it. You always say, Sis V, whenever I go missing, and you're like, where is this child? She's overthinking again. She's being physical again. But do you know, if Sis Zanele walks into my house at that moment and she sees that there are cups in that sink, instead of rebuking me and saying, hey, wash those dishes in Jesus' name, Sis Zan opens my tap, she washes those dishes. Those are ways of being practical, and also us intentionally inviting the Holy Spirit into our friendships as sisters. That is it.
Amen. Oh, wow. Surely I am among great women. Absolutely love the answers that you've given. And I love how you always bring it in. How is it practically done? Mm. How do we practically practice what we're talking about? Because, like you say, competition, it creeps in somehow, because the enemy is also always trying to come against these powerful relationships, because he knows that when you are among these great relationships, what God will do, you know. And so he'll try petty things like coming in between, and we'll fight about small things. And also, hence I said, you are you guys are much younger. We are older. We've also learned to overlook the small things. And you have to learn to overlook the small things. There are things you can take up. There are things you can overlook. So once you know, with maturity, I'm sure you'll agree as well, you learn to overlook the small things and be like, oh, why did she say that? But at the moment, is it worth me not sleeping tonight? And actually, no, it's not. You know, but sometimes, because, you know, you can, you know, I suppose, be like, you know, make it a big thing. Like, how did she come into my house and tell me that my house is dirty? How dare she? And, you know, and it can become a thing.
Yeah.
But we also need to learn to overlook the I always say, with my own siblings, my brothers, when I go home, I can only stay a period. Then I'm like, okay, guys, I need to leave. I love you, but I gotta let you go. And you know, only to my daughter and I, there's a saying we have. I love you, but I gotta let you go. There's a time when you're like, okay, I need to leave. I do love you. I haven't stopped loving you. But, you know, so those kinds of things is understanding and knowing that in a group of friendships, we are going to step on each other's toes now and then. But it doesn't take away the fact that I love you with all my heart.
Amen.
It doesn't take away the fact that you are my sister. And even though we stepped on each other's toe, don't think you can go to Minister V and say, you know, Sister Adele, she's like, hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yes.
I don't care that she came out of my house now and I was not happy.
Yeah.
But it does not give you the right.
Mm-hmm.
Now you want your sister, you know, now your sister comes up.
Yeah.
So that's what it's all about. And that's the relationships that we have. That it's a sisterhood.
Yeah.
So no matter what happens, I know for a fact that all of you sitting here, no one will ever come and say, you know what, Uzanel? You'll be like, you know what? I don't care. Yeah, she was rude to me yesterday, but it stops right there. Yes. Sisi. You know, so that's the kind of sisterhood. And finding those relationships, finding those people that can stand with you.
Yeah.
And like Minister V said, pray about it.
Yes.
God must bring people into your life.
Yeah.
God must bring people into your life that can do that. I want to look at the messages because I see some of our sisters are coming in as well. Ubusi also say, I'm listening and I'm blessed. Thank you so much, ladies.
Busi.
Hi, Busi.
Hi, Busi. We love you.
Love you, Busi. Thank you so much. And Eva Kele also saying, we're so proud of you, Coco. It's so beautiful to see you share what you share with us on a daily on the radio with other people. Oh, I love you so much from Eva. This is her daughter as well.
Hi, Eva.
This is another daughter that she mentors. And Alicia also saying, hallelujah, such a powerful topic. Mm-hmm. Holy Spirit wants to prune us for God's purpose and for him to be glorified through us.
Amen.
So yes, we absolutely love it. I love this. So this message also from one of Onzeki's mentors. She says, hey Dabs, this is Zim. I'm so proud of you, Tabawo. You know, in our family, we believe in giving people their flowers. Mesapila.
Mm-hmm.
This is me giving you your flowers.
Amen.
Hey, good. Yes, wow.
Beautiful.
Amen. She's crying. Zim, you made her cry.
Crying in the studio.
Zim, you made her cry. That's how much it meant.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Beautiful, beautiful. I'm looking at our time. I'm going to give each one of us just a minute just to close the show today. Just one piece of advice and we close it with a song. I'm going to start with you, Minister. Today, if anything that God has laid in your heart and you want to leave it to the women out there, what would be those last words?
Amen. Thank you so much to all the listeners. I want to thank the Holy Spirit for this our privilege for us to be on air today. I know there is a reason, there is a plan, and there is a kingdom purpose. If you are still there, you are a woman, you need to ask God to connect you to a sister in Christ. this is a time where we don't need chomi. We don't need our friends. Chomis, mm-hmm. they like to gossip. They are still doing things the earthly way. Mm-hmm. But now we need kingdom family, a sister in Christ. Remember that life is more spiritual than physical, and the journey of salvation cannot be taken individually. That is why there are a lot of fallen soldiers along the way. Yeah. And our language of in the kingdom of light cannot be understood by our biological families. So let God connect you to the true kingdom woman who will take the journey with you. In that marriage, you need a sister in Christ. You don't need a sister who will say, go and divorce. Mm. Because even marriage is a spiritual university. Mm. It cannot be taken with the manual in the physical. You need a family in Christ who will stand and say, God allocated you to that marital foundation so that you can come out and change the game of that foundation. Your husband is the one who is called, but you cannot just exit. You need women who will stand with you. I'm just led this man to speak to the women who are married. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Come to the family of Christ. If you want to join us at Kitchen to Bedroom, it is a Kingdom Women movement. It's not a church. We are a women empowerment movement, teaching women that life is more spiritual and how to build homes in Christ, where your family will be under covering spiritually, your children, your husband. And we teach you now as a woman how to take the journey in the land of the living, in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, and through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Sis Pumza, final words.
Thank you, Sis Zen. I just want to say to all women out there that women, you need to navigate the complexities of balancing your faith with other aspects of your life, like I've mentioned before, including your roles as mothers, as daughters, as sisters, in even friendship, so that you can have a strong skills or leadership out there, because it doesn't only end at home or in your community. I think the whole world needs strong women out there. Amen. Thank you so much. I love you. Amen. Amen.
Wow, powerful, powerful. Amen. I want to talk about Osis Pumza saying that wherever God places you, sometimes we think ministry is you need to be a church. If you are working where God is, like my pastor talks about the mountain, the seven mountains, that seven mountain where God has placed you, in that mountain, Sis Pumza, what you are saying is that there's a ministry call upon your life in that mountain.
In that mountain, in the same mountain that you are facing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So why are you seeing other women there and not impacting them? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why are you there and you're like, no, I'm here to do my work and then go home. And then on Sunday, I'm going to church. And then, no. Yeah. Hmm. You are in that workplace where God has placed you. Open your eyes. You are the eyes. You are the ears of God. Yeah. You are the feet of Jesus. Wherever you walk in, if God sends you to the workplace, don't leave that place the same.
Mm-hmm.
People must be touched
because
you came. Because you came, because God brought you. Ntsiki, your final words.
My final words to all our listeners and to even my sisters that are in studio with me is, we are called together one another.
Amen.
We are called together one another, as it has been echoed so many times as we were sitting here, that we are called for different things, but we all need each other to gather each other.
Amen.
So in a group of friends where you see that, but I talk a lot, they are quiet, you are needed. God has
there's
placed
room
you
for
there
you. Amen.
For that particular reason. Suzanne always likes to say there's room for you. You Amen. Are needed for Amen. Just that.
Amen.
You don't need to be any louder. You don't need to be any faster. God has placed you there for a reason. And may we seek God's face.
Amen.
That may we know why he has placed us Amen. In the lives of the people that he's placed us in.
Amen.
And let our season in their lives not pass without
Jesus.
Us fulfilling that purpose.
Amen.
Because that's another thing. We like to carry people for the rest of our lives. Yet it was just for a season.
Yes.
Sometimes the season is a 30-minute ride in a train. It's a 30-minute ride in a bus.
us. Mm-hmm. It's a 30-minute ride in an Uber. Mm. But you need to be so intentional when you wake up in the morning and ask God, the people that you're going to direct my path, let them not pass, and I have not fulfilled the purpose that you have called me to do in their
Amen.
Life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
So powerful. Powerful, powerful, powerful. There's a reason and a season. There is a reason and a season. Sometimes we overstay our season. Sometimes we want to go with people that we were supposed, the season is over. But you are holding you on. Because holding we were together in primary school. Hi, Sissy, the season is over.
Yeah.
So have the wisdom and ask the Holy Spirit, when is the season over?
Yeah.
So that I don't walk with you for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And we was, because then we're going to step on each other. We're going to, because the season has ended. But I don't want the season to end. So the wisdom is from God to be able to know, when is the season? Maybe it was just for a year or two, 3 years, and the season is over. So those kinds of things we need to understand as well. Because you learn, maybe I'm here to learn and then I must move. Now I'm busy staying here because I don't want to move. So that's very, very important. Before we leave and we go, we've got about 2 minutes and then the show is over. There is a message. Frances Gordon, always love you so much, sis. She says, hi, Zanele, you ladies are on fire. Thank you. Thank you so much, Frances. But there's one, Charlene Lowe says, good afternoon. Please pray that God can also send me women on my way to mentor me, please. Very important. Mr. Savi, before we close, can we just pray that what we've talked about today, the privilege that God has given us, that we just release it.
Amen.
Release
Amen.
It to others. I'm going to give to you, Minister,
as
we close the show.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you this afternoon. Lord, we appreciate you. We honor you. There is no one like you. You knew that today we will be ministering on air. As we have spoken, oh Lord, let the women's life be healed. Let their lives never remain the same again. Kulunkulu Yehovah, let them seek God more and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Let this be a beginning of our journey as women, oh Lord, to change the game in our generation in the name of Jesus, for us to be also representing you in the lives of our children, the young generation that is growing, oh Lord, oh Father, to see us as mentors, as their mothers and husbands, oh Lord, who are looking up on us, oh Lord, to see that indeed these are women of God representing your kingdom. Change our life, oh Lord, whatever what we are going through, it cannot make us, oh Lord, to derail from your plans and purpose in the land of the living. Yes. We cover each and every one, Kulunkulu, with the blood of Jesus. We cover the studio of CCFM with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your representative Zanele Tsidimonare on Radio CCFM in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Let it not be the last day that we came, O Lord,
yes, Lord,
for we are here to represent you in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. May your name be glorified. We cover all the prayers. We bless families, O Lord, on those who are already giving up by them listening to us on radio today, O Lord, O Father. Let your spirit enter, the spirit of peace, O Lord, that surpasses all understanding. Raise a woman, O Lord, who will say after today, O Lord, O Father, you have touched my heart through those women who are on CCFM in the name of Jesus, and your name be glorified.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen,
amen. Amen, amen, amen. This has been a wonderful show. This has been Harvest Time. Every August month we have Harvest Time. It is a month where all we do is just bring women together. We talk about women issues. I'm telling you, this should be done actually throughout the year.
Yeah.
But today I just want to say thank you to everyone who tuned in. I want to say thank you to my beautiful sisters who came today to join me just to talk about the importance of sisterhood. And if you're listening at home, please, next week will be the final. It will be on the 31st of August. We'll be talking about the loss of a child, and who will be here on that day will be Dr. Mary Ann Prinsloo. She'll be talking about the loss of a child. So please, the last and the finale of the harvest season will be next week. Please don't miss that. But from me, Zanele Monare, all I want to say is I love you so much. Let's say goodbye as we go.